I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1. Time for free, skills for free. Nothing is ever free. It always costs someone their time, their energy, their thoughts. And recently a friend generously spent 4 hours with me sharing a skill set that she had acquired and one that I desperately needed. 4 hours. Maybe it was 5, but I sure know that I gained value and advice that would have taken me 10 times as long had she not made herself available. She was horrified when I offered to pay and refused any further mention of it. While I do hope that I can pay her in kind and offer skills that I have that might be bartered, I sure was serious in my payment offer. Where do we learn that someone's time, expertise, energy, skill set should come for free simply because we know them? Or a friend of a friend of a friend does that, and because that person knows them, maybe we deserve a discount. One thing I do know for sure is that I have always tried to acknowledge generosity, like for like, in some form or another. Another thing I know is that it was never enough. The dedication, rigor, and time that people have put into becoming skilled and to gain their expertise definitely warrants payment or equal exchange. And I hope to never forget this learning stage so that I can remember the generosity behind people like this and that it extends far beyond the time they've gathered. It's the years, money, personal sweat, blood and tears that they've put in well before they sat with me. Let's never take that for granted. Moment 2, the attention economy. Recently, I heard Meghan Markle quoted as she explained a name that both her and Harry use when referencing the constant tussle of online media in breaking, leading, or reporting news headlines. They call it the economy for attention. I've really caught on to this label. I'm not sure whether it is COVID granting people more time than they otherwise would have, but I've noticed that even in my carefully curated social media pages, that there's a constant need for people to have an opinion, push an opinion, and then cancel anyone who doesn't agree. There's a growing economy to attract that sort of attention. But there's another sort of attention economy, and that is that what you think about, speak about, and seek grows your awareness of it, both good and bad. This economy is not in the dollars and cents that the marketing, advertising or media might be making off stories like Meghan and Harry, but it sure is draining a lot out of your emotional, thinking and energy economies. And if your attention is placed on the negativity of events and people, it rarely pays back in the black. Where your attention goes, energy flows. I wonder how this week you may be able to add some credits to your attention economy. Moment 3. The best mornings of our lives. In his book, The 5 AM Club, Robin Sharma shared particular teachings that have reverberated right through me. In chapter 16, he mentions this. Too many people are donating the best mornings of their finest days to days where they put money over meaning, profits over people, popularity over integrity, being busy over family, and achievements over loving the basic miracles right here and now. And he's right. But boy, did it take me a long time to truly understand that. I mean, really understand it. Not just nod and agree, but to really know what I'm sacrificing when I continue to give the best mornings of my finest days away. More and more and more, I cannot live a controlled, expected, rule-bound routine life. It needs to be wild. It needs to be free. It needs to be all of my passions and full of life, completely alive. You won't believe me unless you look, but there are no bars, no walls, and no locks. There is no cage. Freedom is already ours. Moment 4. You do not have to walk on your knees. In her poem, Wild Geese, Mary Oliver wrote, "You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting." And she's right. Oh, how we like to punish ourselves for all of the things we should have, could have, and didn't do. I've written in the past how we will defend ourselves against others, their words, and their actions, but we so often too easily disserve that same self by our own thoughts, words, and actions. We accept negative self-talk, we doubt our abilities, we don't trust or trust in ourselves. We miss out on adventures, all because we talk ourselves into not being enough, not having enough, and not giving enough. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? It brings so much suffering. We trap ourselves within our suffering through made-up scenarios and the unjustified forecasts in our own heads. How cruel. It needs to stop. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. Moment 5, the lost art of listening to our bodies. This past week, a friend has had the experience of supporting a loved one during their final days. Each day I was updated with a "it wasn't today" message. I wrote to her and said, "Take all the time you need. He is." And it got me thinking, in our final days, our final hours, we have no choice but to let our bodies tell us when the time is here. It's all we have. We let go only when our bodies finally decide it's time to rest. But it's always telling us, speaking to us, leading us. And the only difference is that near the end, we make time, we make room, we make space to hear it. We get so caught up in life that our rushing busyness and constant on the go places white noise in between. I wonder if you made some time in silence this week to listen to your body and hear what it needs, what it might tell you. I am so grateful for the awareness of such moments in my life where I can be reminded constantly, we don't have to wait until it's the end. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author, or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.